Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, it's not really. There's a new twist to everything that's going on.
Okay.
Let's skate. The reconstruction of the skating rink.
The rink's back?
The rink is back.
Oh, yes.
So today, let's skate. The rink is being reestablished in the parking lot. But the nice part is they have a new sponsorship this year.
They do.
Disney. Disney on Ice. Disney on Ice is part of the sponsorship. So Shin Daddy got to work with Disney.
He's
getting to work with Disney. So now they'll be doing Disney on Ice and Ice Capades. They'll have some professional shows. So it'll still be open during the week for free skating, but there'll also be some Disney on Ice and then some Ice Capades will come in.
It's not small.
Not small. So they're going to have full production. So they're putting lights up on top of Walton's Electronic right next door and to have light system set up to be able to have for the shows that'll be going on nightly. So this is very exciting. So Disney is there. The Disney characters are there.
Do you understand how big this is?
Yeah. You're going to, this big, yeah. I mean, you're going to see Goofy on skates.
Right. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, cruising around. Mickey Mouse. In Creighton.
Just out in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. What's going on? I just saw Snoopy go by.
It's Mickey Mouse.
Trucks rolling in.
There's a truck. There's a giant. There's 14 semis.
There's Dorothy Hamill.
and your friend, Tanya. Tanya Harding. Tanya Harding will be there for some stunt skating.
Yes.
Friend
the triple axel.
Close friend.
Triple axel.
She could do the triple axel. That was her thing.
That was her thing, yes.
Well, that sounds like a delightful time.
What if all of a sudden her and Nancy Kerrigan work things out?
Oh.
All of a sudden that we are the world.
After all these years,
Shindy might be able to put that together.
The one person that could get Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan back together to work through things.
They're still around.
There's a chance.
There's still time.
You met her at a gas station
in Lincoln.
The Shell, right across from Cornhusker Bank.
I got Tanya Harding.
You want to meet her? Who was that guy?
Tommy Arciaga.
Tommy Arciaga.
The complex.
The boxer, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, big day for
the ice rink is back in Creighton. All is well in the world. Thanks to Shin Daddy and Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. 464-5685, call or text as always. In terms of where is Nebraska going for the bowl game, we do not know yet.
We have some ideas.
When will it happen, Steve?
Well, it will happen. Okay, I'll give you a quick rundown. Well, it happened on Sunday. So after the championship games.
They have to wait for the championship games. It always does. But I would think
there's some leaks before that.
I'm going to say it'll be pretty locked in well ahead of that.
So it would be. I still. This all comes from Sean, who's like a Bull official almost at this point. Nashville's still in play. Yeah. Music Siebel's very much in play. If it's not Nashville, it could well be New York.
Pinstripe Bowl.
Pinstripe Bowl. It could be Charlotte.
Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Or it could be Phoenix.
The Wright Bowl.
Yeah, it'd be one of those. Nebraska was pretty locked in. They would have been locked into Tampa had they beat Iowa.
The Cheez-Its.
Yeah. What? No, no,
is that
no.
Right?
No, no. Tampa's the Reliant Quest.
Where's Cheez-Its?
I think Cheez-Its is out.
Really?
I don't think it's part of it. Cheez-Its is in my cupboard.
Gotcha.
I still think Music Siebel's in place. What happened though is with Michigan beating Ohio State, Michigan was headed to the Pinstripe Bowl. Now they still might be headed to the Pinstripe Bowl, but they might have played their way out of it, so to speak, a little bit.
You want to have, I mean, Michigan is it?
Michigan would be more Tampa oriented.
Okay.
Yeah.
The people that, if you're a Bull, you like the winged helmet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you like the wing. Just because they won the national championship last year.
I know. It's
Michigan. It's
it just it, Ohio
so
State.
So here's
traveling.
The thing. It's possible Michigan would go to Tampa over Iowa. Nebraska-Iowa was regarded as the winners going to Tampa. Then Caleb Johnson opted out. Caleb Johnson's out.
He's not playing the game.
He's not playing? I knew he was going.
He's out.
Okay.
So he's out now. How alluring is Iowa to Tampa?
Caleb Johnson out.
They don't have an
sort
offense.
Sort of a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, so
they have a fifth-string quarterback starting.
I think if you're a Nebraska fan, you still hold out hope that it falls into place for Nebraska going to the Music City.
That's the best location to go to.
Yeah,
I would say for fandom, it's Arizona because they'll
Phoenix.
They'll basically probably have 30,000 fans.
Now
there
it's December 26th, though, and I think you're right.
Those who live there's just enough people that are local that can fill it up.
Absolutely, that would be good. Now for fans that have to travel. Got to leave on Christmas Day. Kind of hard.
A little bit harder.
Yeah.
The one in Nashville is December 30th. That's a Monday. Plenty of travel time.
What you really want, you want a good opponent. You want an opponent where the other side has interest in the game. You don't want to get a team where it's like zero interest in the
game.
No,
I totally agree.
You don't want, and it's like, that's a tough team. That's this. It's like, no, you want to play a team where the other fan base has some interest in the game. You just don't want to play someone that's like going, like right now, play North Carolina. Mac Brown's out. They're 6-6. They have no interest. They'll be like 20 fans would come to the game. 20. No
Probably
one,
right.
Zero interest. They don't even care.
In Nashville, you'd get an SEC team. Now, I don't know what SEC team.
But it'd be
get.
An SEC team, and it's in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk about a place to go, I mean, Broadway, it's incredible. I don't know if I've ever been happier.
Really?
I probably wasn't.
Would you play with Vanderbilt
playing
there?
There's probably some days in my life that were better than that. But just, would Vanderbilt playing that? I would think not. I think it'll probably
They want to go somewhere?
I think they'd want
to. Missouri possible?
Missouri would be a great an old.
Is A&M possible? They're four
A&M,
loss, right?
Probably in Florida. Florida's
possible. God, any of those would be good, right?
Yeah. You want a game of interest.
That's what I want. I want it to be Nashville. I don't want it to be the Pinstripe Bowl. Just because it's an... open air press box.
I'm not a fan. I guess they showed they were playing in Wrigley again this last week. Of course, it was a game that no one watched, but I'm just it's Illinois and Northwestern. I have zero interest in a game in a baseball field.
Yeah, I'm not big on it.
It's a weird look.
No, I just don't.
Now, you could say, though, Bill, it's Yankee Stadium.
No.
It's a baseball stadium.
No.
Bill loves baseball.
It's a cathedral.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really the cathedral. It's the new Yankee Stadium. Yeah. So if it's in the old one, I would say cathedral.
No, I'm trying to sell it, and I can't. Yeah. I don't know what day it's on. Jake, do you know what day it's on?
Pinstripe Bowl?
Of the week.
You check that out.
Seems like it might be a Saturday, and it's like 11 a.m. So if it's a Saturday at 11 a.m., which I think it is, that would be maybe enticing for the ABC folks. It's on ABC.
You'll see.
To sell it to Michigan.
December 28th, that is a Saturday.
Okay,
yes.
Now think about ABC. It's on ABC. ABC's pining for Michigan in that situation. You would get Michigan
noon game.
At noon. So that would be a big draw for ABC. I don't know if they can pull it off or not.
If I'm Michigan, I know at one time they said there are a lot of alumni in New York, and that's a big deal. If I'm a player and there's conversation, I'm like, get us to Tampa.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think you're, I would be that way too.
I'd be like, no, I've played in Tampa in bowl games. They do an incredible job. The weather's great.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
You name it. It's
I been there?
To Tampa?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. No, you've been to Orlando a couple times.
Orlando.
2 years in a row you went to Orlando.
Orlando's great. Yeah, Orlando.
And the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jacksonville.
And Jacksonville. Yeah. So I haven't been to Tampa.
You have not been to Tampa.
For telling me where I've been and where I've not been.
You're welcome. Well,
I'm here for you. Also on Friday, we did reconfirm that about the Heroes Trophy. Yeah. I didn't know there was one. Or there was a picture of me with the Heroes Trophy.
Bill, we show our age in those situations. That's what I was thinking.
Lord, hang on a second. Yeah. I have a picture of you with that trophy.
But you were right.
I'll be damned.
You had a lot going on that day.
There's a lot going on.
Okay, now, what was your other question?
Well, we mentioned off the air, we have not given any sort of a plug to Ty Robinson, who has been excellent.
Monster.
He was unblockable against Iowa
for
the most part.
He's been unblockable for quite some time. The last early on.
Late season.
And it also appeared to me, I don't know what the numbers were. Yeah. I don't remember him being out of the game. Now, they didn't have
I don't think he was out.
They didn't have to defend very many snaps. What did they have total snaps, Iowa? It had to be like in the 50s, wasn't it?
Okay, get that, Jake, and I'll get his
Iowa's
snap count.
Total snaps.
Let's do this.
Yeah, it had to be in
get
the 50s.
Get total snaps, and I'll get his snap count, Bill. Yeah. 1 second. Ty Robinson is who we're talking about, who is – I noticed against Wisconsin that he looked unblockable, and he looked just incredibly good.
Iowa had 41 snaps. Nebraska had 76, by the way.
41. Okay.
41 plays for Iowa.
So then it's not hard to play every snap.
No, it's not.
When it's 40. And also, there was no long drives. The one
they were
0
for 10 on third down.
The touchdown went boom, so he's off
the field. Ty Robinson, he played 39 snaps.
So 39 of the four. So he was out two snaps.
That's incredible.
Okay. I'm surprised he's even out that. But anyway, point is that...
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Him and Nash will be very much missed. They will be.
Oh, God, yes.
When the size on Ty again, 6'5"?
Yeah, he's 6'6", 3'10".
Those guys don't exist. They don't walk around. We always talk about mass kicks ass. They're not walking around with not that kind of athleticism. It wouldn't surprise me that he's worked himself into potential first round because you can't find D linemen.
That chase down running backs.
Yes.
He chases them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can run.
So he has enough things on film that would be, you're looking at going like, and then, so when you're looking at it, you say, okay, size, length, all the stuff, plays hard. And then you go, okay, let's go through the intangibles.
No.
Okay, he's a college graduate.
He's studying to be a doctor.
He's a college graduate.
Yeah, he's trying to be a doctor.
Issues off the field.
None.
So all those things add up to first round.
Yeah.
When you start, it's like, well, hang on. Well, what are our risks with him? Probably the only negative would be that he's a 6 year.
Right.
He's 24,
he's
right?
He's 24 or whatever his age is. That would be the only thing. But also him playing so well in his last year also upped his stock. So, but that's what some of might look at and say, okay, now he's a couple years older than we wish. We wish he was 22. That'd be it.
I wish I had. I wrote down his
snaps. What was Nash's snaps?
Oh, here's. Nash played 32 snaps.
Okay.
So this year, by the way, Ty Robinson, 33 total tackles, 11 TFLs, 6 sacks, 6 QB hurries. So he had a good year.
That's a good year.
Yeah, he had a very good year. And like Bill said, he really came on late.
He affected the game a lot of times with no stats.
Right.
Whatever, on a play that he did nothing to get a stat, he affected the play.
The guys that are going to have to step up on that line are Butler's coming back. Judy announced he's coming back. Van Poppel, James Williams, Len Hart, Keona Davis. Those are the kind of guys that you hope. Now Davis could become a monster, I think, eventually. But Ty took a while. I mean, he wasn't a dominant player last year. He's gotten better and better and better. He has developed well.
He has.
Yeah.
So what else, Jake?
Well, I'm asking in terms of fans' thoughts on the assessment now at 6-6.
Yeah.
You lose the game to Iowa. You did beat Wisconsin. You're going to a bowl game. But we have one more game to do the full assessment of the season, but you have now a couple weeks before the next game will be played.
Can't you just say minimal progress? Is that fair?
I think that's probably fair. Definitely wasn't obvious progress.
I mean, they were 5-7 last year. They got to 6-6. I thought they'd be 7-5. They should be 7-5. But I didn't, when I predicted 7-5, I didn't predict it and say that would be major progress. Yeah. I just thought that'd be some progress. I would say right now it's minimal. The problem is now I'm seeing three bad losses, because I'm counting this as a bad loss. You could argue against that.
No, but the way it happened is a bad loss. You're up 10-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
And they did not move the ball besides one play. They had one play that Iowa moved the ball on, and that was it.
So 56-7 was bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
That being was bad. Down 27-7. UCLA. Against UCLA, which isn't going bowling, on your home field's bad loss.
Well, Jake, read off the wins.
For Nebraska?
For Nebraska. Read off the wins.
Well, they beat UTEP.
3-9.
Northern Iowa.
Coach gone.
Colorado. Good win.
Good win.
They beat, I don't have it in front of me. They had Wisconsin, of course.
Oh, hold on.
Purdue.
Rutgers.
And Rutgers. So, Rutgers is bowling.
Yep.
Did we miss one?
No, that was six.
That was six, okay.
That was six.
So two bowl teams.
Not too bad. I mean, the wins are okay. I mean, you got a couple good wins in there. But
you beat a 9-win team and you beat a 7-win team.
I just thought minimal progress. With a chance to better yourself in a bowl, depending on who the opponent is. I mean, what I'm talking about is it'd be good if they went to the Music City Bowl and drew a Texas A&M and beat them.
Yeah, you want a real game. When I say
LSU,
you want a real game. Yeah. You want a game where both sides are highly interested, invested in the game, because Nebraska will be highly interested.
Yeah, and they will. I don't think Nebraska's going to have a bunch of opt outs. I mean, Ty Robinson's not going to opt out. Interesting what you said, that he looks like a first rounder.
You just don't see those people. I mean, when I'm watching now, is he playing against SEC talent every week in some games? Is he playing against some of those teams? But when I watch him, I mean, you just don't see movement like that on that body.
He's really athletic.
Yeah. So there's, and then someone's going to look at him and say, okay, how much better can I do this to coach him? Do this, because some of the stuff you can't coach. Mm-hmm. And there's just some things you kind of go, okay, maybe he'll be explosive.
And he's a three down guy, right?
Yeah. And he has a chance to play on all three downs, because he can get push on pass rush on the inside.
Right.
I mean,
you might be able to beef him up, or you might tell him, get a little lighter.
Yeah.
So he's versatile that way. I'd be tempted to beef him up, put him in the middle.
I think he's big enough. I don't think you need to beef anymore. He doesn't need to be 360. He doesn't need to be 360. No, he doesn't need that. No,
come on, man.
He'll be
the
just
guy
fine.
Be.
But those
yeah,
guys,
he's got. He's really low. He's really low heavy too, which is good. Yeah, he's got it.
Because if he's playing at Ohio State, I mean, he's starting.
Yep.
He's playing 45, 50 snaps a game.
Yep.
He's doing the same thing at Oregon.
Yep.
If he's there, he's playing that many games, that many snaps a game.
Yeah, they're going to miss him. They're going to miss him.
Big.
But yeah, that's a hard one.
Minimal progress, Jake.
Yeah, it's progress, but it's slow progress right now.
The good news is they do have a chance to make some more. Like if they would get a resounding bowl victory, then you might be able to take minimal off of that, you know, and just say progress. Just depends who they play.
Yeah. Depends who they play.
If they win.
Like I said, if it's a loss, yeah, that'll be tough. Because no matter what, they're not drawing a incredible team. They're not drawing a top five team.
No. Yeah,
they're going to draw a team. They're not. Whoever you match up with is going to be also 7-5,
right.
8-4.
I've seen matchup, like, how about LSU in the Music City Bowl? Yeah. That'd be tough. That'd be tough.
They have enough players on defense, and they also, you know, they're pretty talented. Yeah. It's a pretty talented.
We have a take from John in Des Moines.
My friend John.
He says, given their schedule, only beating five D1 teams this year, another year of negative turnover margin, sounds like no progress
to
me.
They were minus one after being minus 17.
There's progress there.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah.
That's progress.
But, right. I can see John, what John's saying, though.
I get it.
Anytime you are in the negative.
Yeah, no, they're negative one.
It's hard to say progress.
I believe they're negative one.
But they have progress. But you just take the numbers from the stats are, yes. But that's where because they were at some point in time plus 7 or 8, weren't they?
They were. The defense made progress in some areas, but for instance, yards per play, they did not make progress. In fact, they gave up 5.39 this year, 4.6 last year, 5.39 last this year, 4.6 last year. The turnovers were basically a wash. What they did this year and last year. They weren't quite as good defensively, but the schedule, they faced better offenses. They didn't face USC last year. USC's not bad offense. Who else did they face this year that you'd say is a good offense?
Indiana.
Indiana's a good offense. They are.
Didn't face them last year. That's right.
Yeah, that's a good offense.
Yeah.
Which is
Chris
still
Rourke against Purdue.
576 yards. They outyarded by 500 plus.
It was
510 yards more than Purdue had on Saturday.
Purdue must have quit.
Yeah, that's
their coach got fired, they went 1-11. They actually lost 11 straight games. They were 1-0, 11 straight L's games for Purdue, and they weren't close in the majority of those.
No, they had a miracle game against Illinois that went to overtime.
When they were down big. They were down big.
All of a sudden, Illinois couldn't stop them. Couldn't stop Purdue for one game.
Wild.
Graham Harrell's getting paid, and they owe him for another, 18 months. So he's someplace. He's probably in Tampa right now. He's probably in Tampa.
Good times at Purdue. Before we get to break, the words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Bad words. Oh, it's not good.
No, it's bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
Hacked. You kidding me?
If you were smart, you wouldn't hear those words if you went to Applied Connective Technologies. They're Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties of the state. They manage IT and cybersecurity, audio and video, infrastructure, and more. They are the leaders of that in the state.
And Jake's not even reading script.
No,
he doesn't need my
pamphlet.
Jake doesn't need it.
He's whipping that stuff off the top.
He knows everything.
If you want to get a free consultation, and we are all about free consultations in this room, go to appliedconnective.com today.
We would also, if you want one of the three-legged stool, would also go to the lunch. I'd go with you for the free consultation.
You would be great in that situation.
I like to get in there, get in the middle of that a little bit.
Yeah.
Take notes. Also, don't let it ruin your Christmas. I mean, all of a sudden, imagine this one, telling your kids, sorry, guys, I won't be around for Christmas. I'm going to be in the office. Why? Because we were hacked. So
that would put a damper on everything.
So if you're in charge of some people in security, you better get a hold of these people. Don't ruin your kids' Christmas.
Yeah. Nah.
Would happen.
So what is the company called?
Applied Connective Technologies. The website is appliedconnective.com. When we come back, who is playing for the title games in each conference? We've not discussed that yet. That's
some
next
good ones.
On Early
Woo!
Break on the Ticket.
Woo!
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.